We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mac Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside top of the hill restaurant. Time for the Monday, November the 18th edition of Mac Brown Live. Excited to be here with the Hall of Fame head coach of Carolina football. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight talking Tar Heels, and hope you can join the conversation. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number. Easy to remember, 866-827-4335. Casey back in the studio. Casey will take your call and question. He will send it to us here at the restaurant in Chapel Hill, and we'll tackle as many of those as we can. You can also reach out a couple different ways through social media. Write to me on Twitter at Jones Angel is the Twitter address. Or if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can put a question in the comment section below, and we'll snag some of those throughout the show as well. And we have a bunch that we've built up through the day and previous shows that we haven't had time to get to previously. So we have all that to do today. We're going to talk about upcoming Senior Day coming up in Chapel Hill on Saturday, get coaches' thoughts on that and a lot more. But let's go back to Thursday. First, Coach, and Carolina came up just short in overtime at Pittsburgh. 34-27, the final score. Another terrific effort from your guys, but just not the result you wanted in the end.
Yeah, I get disappointed after games that we don't finish well. And then when I reflect 2 and 3 days later, I'm so proud of these guys. They have worked so hard, and they put themselves in every ball game. It's like 50 first dates. We're going to get down by 14. We're going to come back and tie it up, and then we're going to win it or blow it. It's just who we are as we get there. But the future is so bright, and we're so close now that we need to finish strong, but I can't wait for the future, and these seniors have let us get there. You take the game, we're down by 14. We come back, and defense starts playing better. And I don't know why they woke up at halftime. Maybe they thought the game was at 9 instead of 8. I don't know why it was. Came late. But they were playing well. They have a couple of stops. Offense goes right down, scores 14 points. We're tied up. Then the defense has got to hold them. Well, they hold them to a field goal, which right now that's a blessing for us. It's a win. So now we've got a chance to win. There's 5 minutes left in the game. Our offensive coaches have great clock management. We want to kill the clock because we're not stopping them very well, and they've got a great field goal kicker. We don't want to give them a chance to win the game at the end. And we get it first and 10 at the 11-yard line and can't score and kick the field goal to tie. Then we go to overtime, and we've got them in a third and 15.
Yep.
And some things happened on that 3rd and 15 that we can't talk about, or I won't coach this week. And that's all right, but it's I'm getting tired of it. But then they make a play. We got to make a play. Our slogan for the year is be the one. Be the one to make the play. So you got to make the play on 3rd down and 15. And we didn't make the play. Now, part of it's coaching. We got to put them in a better place, but we got to make that play. And then if not, we come back and we make a 1st down on 4th and 4. We got the ball again where we can score and tie the game up, and we come up a little bit short. So what our whole thought process was on Sunday is I love you. You're acting good. You're playing hard. You're putting us in positions to win the game. Somebody got to win the game. We as coaches have to step up and put you in a better position. You've got to make a play. Somebody got to make a play, and we could have won every game. We could have won every game this year if we make a play. So we got to get our confidence up enough that we can make that play.
Coach, you mentioned the big push early in the fourth quarter, late third quarter, early fourth quarter. You guys erased that 24-10 deficit. You have now outscored opponents 99-44 in the fourth quarter. I know that was a big point of emphasis for you. Why do you think that part has been so successful for you this year?
I just think the guys want to win so badly, they're not quitting. And when we've gotten down the pass, maybe they've gotten discouraged and given up, and they haven't. They just keep fighting back. What I should have emphasized 1st and 2nd and 3rd quarter. but I think they're that they want to win. And maybe part of this problem is they want to win too badly. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've put them in a position where they're wanting to please so badly that they mess up some. And that's my job to figure it out. So I got to keep working on it till I get it figured out.
Coach, a couple things. You mentioned earlier today in your full media press conference that the red zone is an area you would like to improve on offensively with your team. Carolina was really good in that regard through the first half or so of the season, but the last couple weeks, I know you'd like it to be a little bit better.
Yeah, and we can beat us up. Let's give Virginia's defense some credit and Pittsburgh's defense some credit. They're two of the best defenses in the country. So we didn't play as well in the red zone, but we were playing much better defenses than we did against Georgia Tech. We were 5 out of 7. So we've still got to do a better job of coming up with a scheme that matters. We run a power play on 1st down, and all of a sudden we end up 2nd and 12.
Yeah.
And that puts you in an awful spot in a red zone where things are tighter. So we just got to keep looking at what we were doing early that was successful and why it hasn't been as well late. We're not near the defensive team we were against Clemson. We've lost 4 secondary guys since early with this defense. It makes it very much harder for Jay Bateman to call defenses, because sure, he's got to worry about the corners, and he's got to cover them. You got to play zone. You got to do this to play man, and all of those things. Well, those are excuses, and that's what I continue to tell the coaches and tell the players. If we want to say we're young, if we want to say we're beaten up, all that's okay. It doesn't do you any good. It's just an excuse for your coaches and your players to give in more readily, and we don't want to do that. Anybody's talking about injuries to me is just wasting time. It's wasting air and wasting space, and nobody cares anyway. You want the kids to get healthy, but play with the ones you got. They're on scholarship too.
Coach, you have talked about the desire to get some younger guys on the field, particularly defensively, build a little depth, and you're able to do that some this past week.
Yes, Jahlil Taylor played quite a bit. Ray Vahasek played quite a bit, which will help us in the future. Tyrone Hopper played quite a bit. We didn't play Tamari Fox enough. He's going to play more this weekend, we feel like. But those are guys that need to play out there. The secondary, we got a lot of guys that are either hurt or redshirted, so we'll be great in the secondary next year. We haven't been able to play enough guys at linebacker to get our depth up there, but we've got some young linebackers we think can play. They just need more experience. But you think about it, other than Georgia Tech, we've been in every game to the end.
Sure.
And coaches are trying to win so badly that they don't want to put kids in that they don't trust yet. And if you haven't earned that right trust in practice, they can't put you in a game yet, because every play to us matters. That's why if it's a bad call, it matters. It hurts us. It doesn't hurt a really good. Clemson can overcome bad calls. We can't, because a bad call means we punt or turn the ball over. So, but offensively, most of the guys are back next year anyway, so we're playing the ones that are going to play next year. But I do feel like that probably some on defense the last couple of weeks we've gotten tired because of the beatdown over the number of plays they've played throughout the year.
Coach, I wanted to mention two individuals, then take a break. One, Antonio Williams has had bit of an up and down year. He was a little shaken up early in the season, yet he has continued to really be a big part of your team, both off the field and in special teams. And in this game, he got the call at running back and really delivered. Had 104 yards on the ground for your team this past week.
Yeah, what a great message to everybody. Don't sit and gripe and feel sorry for yourself when you're not getting what you want. When he wasn't getting as many touches as Javonte Williams and Michael Carter, but he kept working. He was our best special teams player. He's the best leader on this team. And when he got his opportunity, he rushes for 111 yards, I think. So yep. Really, really proud of him. I said this morning, I hope he gets a chance in the pros. If he doesn't, he wants to go to ESPN. They're going to hire him. If they don't, I'm going to, because he's he is a great young man. Sally and I'll either adopt him or we'll hire him or both. But he's a great example of what we all want representing our programs.
Coach, one more, Daz Newsome. Daz had a career-high 11 receptions. He had a career-high 170 receiving yards, had a touchdown in the game. He was named the ACC Wide Receiver of the Week after that performance. It's the third time in his last four games he's had 100 or more receiving yards in a game.
Yes, so proud of Daz. He is, he's a guy that everybody said, boy, he's fast, and he'll make some big plays, but he'll drop some balls. He'll hurt you. He's always going to hurt you in the end. He hadn't hurt us at all. Yep. Last 4 weeks, he has been a big-time football player, and I'm so proud of him. He was in the office this afternoon. I hugged his neck and said, you've come a long way, young man, and just keep going, because I'm really proud of you in the classroom. I'm proud of what you're doing off the field right now, but you are killing it on the field. And usually when they do things right off the field, it really helps them on the field.
Those 11 catches, by the way, for Daz, the most for a Tar Heel in a single game since Ryan Switzer had 13 in a game against NC State back in 2016. Again, Daz named the ACC Wide Receiver of the Week after that great performance on Thursday. All right, we're going to take a break, but we've got a lot to do over the next 50 minutes. Going to talk to Coach about Senior Day in the next segment. Then after that, we're going to start getting to your questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments section if you're watching on Facebook Live, or shoot a tweet to me, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. It is a Monday, November the 18th. We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill, and it's Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class. Or your cracked phone screen.
No!
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC System University. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
It's our first show of a doubleheader this week at Top of the Hill Restaurant. No big deal. Just have a Hall of Fame head coach each night here with the Hall of Fame head coach of Carolina football. This evening, Mac Brown will be here tomorrow night for the next edition of Roy Williams Live on Tuesday. That is 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Looking forward to that as well. Thanks so much for being with us. Couple of notes of some Tar Heels in the NFL this past week. Robert Quinn had two tackles for loss and a sack in the Cowboys' win over the Lions. Trey Boston, team high eight tackles, had a tackle for loss, broke up a pass for the Panthers against the Falcons. Gio Bernard had 30 yards rushing, had 16 yards receiving as well for the Bengals against the Raiders. A couple of the Tar Heels doing some good things in the NFL. All right, before we talk about Senior Day, want to mention our UNC Healthcare Champion of the Gridiron, where we highlight an MVP or two from the previous game. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game at your very best. Their lineup is available at unchealthcare.org/sports. Mentioned a couple of guys earlier in Antonio Williams and Daz Newsome. Wanted to highlight a few more here. Coach Sam Howell, now 29 touchdown passes on the season. That is second most in a single year for Carolina football. Only Mitch Trubisky had more. Mitch had 30 in 2016. Sam now has 2,794 yards. That's the most ever for a Tar Heel freshman. Seventh most in Carolina history. And for the fifth time this year, he was named ACC Freshman of the Week. So another really nice performance for Sam this past Thursday.
Yes, Sam's done a tremendous job. He came to us as a great player and a very mature player, playing for a dad who was a coach from a very young age. And I think Phil Longo's done a great job with him. When Sam was committed to Florida State, he was looking at us. He was looking at who we'd hire as offensive coordinator. And when we brought in a guy that knew how to spread it out and throw the ball, Sam was all in, and he's playing so well. I'm really, really proud of him. He's tough. He's emotional. He's becoming a better leader each week. But the older he gets and the more he gets a grip of this offense, the better leader he'll become. So I think we've got something really special moving forward here in Sam Howell.
Want to also mention De'Ami Brown. De'Ami had another touchdown catch in the game. That's now nine touchdowns for him this season. That is tied for fourth most in Carolina history. He's tied with Marcus Wall, who played at Carolina during Coach Brown's first tenure in Chapel Hill. Also, Akeem Nix leads that with 12 in 2008. Dwight Jones also had 12 in a season for Carolina. So De'Ami Brown doing a great job at that wide receiver spot as well.
Yeah, and the best thing is all these guys are back.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's fantastic. In fact, they're back for a couple of years, so that's going to be a lot of fun in the future.
Coach, wanted to mention, go ahead and talk about Senior Day a little bit before we get to some questions starting next segment. Of course, this will be Senior Day on Saturday in Keenan Stadium. You have 19 student-athletes, Coach, that are going to be honored for Senior Day. Just a special day and a special group of players that I know have really meant a lot to you as you're starting to turn this program around.
Yes, when we got here, it'll be a year ago on November 27th. How about that?
It's hard to believe it's been a year.
Yes. Yes, the first team meeting, we told the seniors, let's don't talk about rebuilding. This is your last year. It's very unfair to you if we don't talk about winning now. So we said, let's dedicate everything to you guys. And these guys have flipped this thing back in a positive position. They by winning on Saturday, if they can do that, then they've won as many games as the last two teams have.
Yep.
And the last two sets of seniors didn't leave here the way they wanted to. And it's one of the commitments we made to our seniors. So this week, everything's about seniors. Seniors will lead first. Seniors will be first in the bell tower walk. Seniors will be captains. Everything we do will be about our seniors because this is the last time they'll play at Keenan Stadium. And that's very emotional. I used to tell them we'd have Senior Day and guys would get out there and they'd be crying before the game and we'd stink for the first quarter. And I finally told them, cry after the game when you're happy for winning. Don't cry before the game and be miserable after the game because you lost. So we're going to try to keep from crying until the end of the game. Then we can cry and do what they want. But it is a special day for them and one they remember the rest of their lives. And that's why we need everybody there. We've got to have it full. We've been full all year. It's about us. It's not about Mercer. Come and watch these guys and say thank you to them and send them off right.
at least as of a couple hours before the show started, it was fewer than 100 tickets still available for that game. So really close to a sellout, and Carolina selling out every single home game of the season there at Keenan Stadium. Coach, you have talked about the buy-in that you received from this team at the start. I would assume that this senior class was a big part of that buy-in.
Yeah, they're huge. They've played hard every week. That we haven't had guys late to meetings. We haven't had guys griping. They are like a sponge. They're wanting to win. And they're trying to pull in every little thing they can to figure out how they can get over the hump here. And every Sunday you go back in there, and they're just looking at you like, tell us what happened. Tell us what we need to do different, or thank you for helping us. It's just been it's been a real fun ride with these seniors for the first year. And I will say we really haven't had griping. We haven't had dissension. We've had nothing except complete buy-in from these guys. And I want to thank the seniors publicly and this team for the way they've treated Sally and I since we've been here. They've really done everything right to make it a special return to coaching for us.
Coach, I'd be interested. Of course, normally a senior class, you would have known these guys for 4 or 5 years just on your team, plus recruiting them. Not the case with this group, with you coming in. How did you try and build a relationship with these guys quickly and having to do so in such a short amount of time?
Well, it's Sally and I weren't their coach and first lady, and they weren't our team. So we walked in and said, you know, we got a void in our life. We don't have a team. And you got a void in your life. You don't have a coach. So we need to make this work. And to make it work, we got to make it work now. And then we some suggestions were made, and we did something that really worked for us. And it was everybody told their life story. And I said that earlier in the year. And when you start having young people give their heart to you about their life story, and they start telling you things about their lives, and you're saying, oh, my gosh. It not only wakes up their teammates who didn't realize the special people in the room that had overcome so much, but it wakes you up as the coach and said, I got to coach him differently now that I know who he is and what's in his background. And when your dad's in prison for murder, and when you've been to foster home for 7 years, it changes the way you look at someone and look in their eyes. So we felt like that was better. Then we're on the bus headed down to South Carolina for the game, and I called Sally because there was something I needed to talk to her, and she said, where are you? I said, I'm on the bus, and she said, it's so quiet. I said, yeah, nobody's speaking. I don't know if that's a good sign or not. And this was Friday before the game on Saturday, and I'm thinking, come on, guys, this is fun. You know, this is exciting. This is fun. Then they won the game. They had fun. Then they beat Miami and had fun. And we're not as good a team, especially defensively right now, as we were in the early part of the year because we lost all those guys. But the fight hadn't changed, and I do think they know we're going to be honest with them. We're going to be direct with them. We're not going to throw them under the bus. I got criticism before at the other place I was because I wouldn't throw kids under the bus when they mess something up. I'm the one getting paid. Our assistants get paid. They don't get paid. These are kids. These are kids on scholarship. So we will never throw kids under the bus. If they mess something up, we'll always take the responsibility.
Coach, it is a group of 19. Just want to mention a couple names. Aaron Crawford, Miles Dorn, Charlie Heck, Jason Strobridge, Antonio Williams. Some really good football players in there that will be leaving your program.
Yes, we're going to miss some good kids. We're going to miss some good leaders, and we're going to miss some really good football players, and especially on defense. We got Charlie and Nick Polino and a couple of other guys on offense, but the big load will be on defense, and that's where we're going to have to step up next year. And that's one of the places this recruiting class is really going to have to come in and play a lot of freshmen early. But they're talented, and they're big and strong and fast, and I usually think big, strong, and fast works.
That's a good combination.
That's a good combination.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and start getting to your questions. Again, you can get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. You can send them to me via Twitter, at Jones Angel, or you can put them in the comments section underneath the broadcast on Facebook Live. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll get to your questions for Coach Brown after this from Learfield, IMG College.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouth-watering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
If you're a Tar Heel fan, you know what a winning lineup looks like. Tough, dependable, and versatile. So if you're looking for a new car, check out Honda's impressive award-winning roster. Civic, CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Fit, Odyssey, and the 2019 Accord. Named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 33 times. With standard Honda sensing and turbocharged engine. Find your Honda at your Honda dealers of the Carolinas today.
Car and Driver, January 2019.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
We're back at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. This is our next to last Mac Brown Live of the season. That's hard to believe. We'll be back next Monday, though, for the final show of the year. Looking forward to that. And a reminder one more time, tickets, like I said, it was about 100, a little less than 100 that were still left for the Mercer game. Man, it'd be great to sell that out. GoHeels.com. Game time is 3:30. This Saturday, Carolina and Mercer, second all-time meeting against Mercer. The first was back in 1925, so it's been a while since these two have seen each other. And that game is at 3:30. Also, the game time for the NC State game announced today over in Raleigh. That is two Saturdays from now. That will be a 7 o'clock kick in Raleigh, Carolina and NC State. So not this Saturday, but the one after that. Tar Heels and the Wolfpack will close out the regular season against one another. College football playoff rankings out last week. Remember, those go out on Tuesday, so there'll be some fresh ones tomorrow, but the top six probably remain about the same. Number one, LSU. Two was Ohio State. Three, Clemson. Four, Georgia. Five, Alabama. And six, Oregon. And, Coach, a good question kind of building off of that to get us started on questions for you tonight. And it came from Christy. Christy said she saw the injury to Alabama's quarterback. That, of course, was Tua Tagovailoa. And wanted to know the challenge of balancing when to leave a player in the game versus taking a player out of a game when you have a significant lead, and just how you handled that throughout your career.
It's a great question and a very difficult question. At Texas, we had Vince Young up for the Heisman. We had Ricky Williams up for the Heisman. We had Colt McCoy up for the Heisman. So for those young guys, you want them to stay in the game and get enough stats to win the Heisman. But you want to be respectful to the other team. You want your second team to get snaps, and you don't want to get them hurt. I think Ricky Williams gained 325 yards against Iowa State one day because we left him in the game. And the other coach got mad, and I was trying to help him win the Heisman because the week before we had 43 yards against Kansas State. And the same thing with the Colt McCoy and Vince Young. We were so far ahead by the start of the third quarter that, you know, we felt like we need to take them out. And they're saying, Coach, give me one more series, man. I need a little bit more. But I do feel like that we never took a guy out in the first half. We felt like our starters needed to play the first half and at least the first drive of the third quarter. And that's who we were. And then after that, we would decide what would happen then. But injuries are part of this game. They're a brutal part of this game. I hate it. He's a great young man. He's a tough young man. He'll get well, and he'll come back, and he'll still get to play in the NFL and make his money. So it's one of the more heartbreaking things. When we got out of coaching, one of the things that we hated at that time was a kid getting hurt and changing his life. Another thing was a young man getting in trouble. Those were the two things that you hate to see a young guy get in trouble. He changes the direction of his life. I used to think that it was my responsibility. It's really not. It's his. We give him the rules, and he's got to go by them. And the NCAA gives him the rules, and he's got to go by them. If he doesn't go by them, he's the one that has consequences, not us. But with the injuries, it's just so unfair because here's a young man who seems to be doing everything right that's a very high-profile player and a guy that's good for college football, and you hate to see him get hurt.
We received a couple of questions about officiating this week. Coach Brown, of course, can't speak about his opinion on certain on certain calls, although you may have guessed what he thinks about certain calls. I hope that headphone works the rest of the show.
I can't comment.
Coach, I will say this. So Robert sent one in about the lack of holding calls against opponents. Not going to ask Coach about that. I'll just inform you of what the stat is. Pittsburgh was called for a holding call in the game on Thursday. It was the first holding call against a Tar Heel opponent since the second week of the season against Miami. So apparently from the Miami game to the Pittsburgh game, zero opponents from Carolina had a hold in the entire game.
I've just said they're doing a great job coaching.
So, Coach, I'll build off of Robert's question with this. If there is some frustration with officials with your team, how do you try to get them to forget about all of that, let you talk to the officials or your staff talk to the officials and not let them worry themselves if they feel like there's been a poor call?
Yeah, number one, worry about what you can control. You can't control the officials or the calls. And as we said, if we get a bad call now, it kills us because we're not good enough to overcome it in some cases. And they're human beings. There's going to be some bad calls every game. We send plays into the ACC office and the supervisor of officials so they can look at them and either agree with us or disagree with us. And then at the end of the year, we'll take all the plays that we felt like were incorrect calls and all the ones that they agreed to and disagreed to, and we will sit down with the head of officials. We'll go over every call for the entire year, and we want to know why this wasn't a penalty or why this was, because we have to coach off of it. And whether we think it's a penalty or not, if a guy gets grabbed and pulled down and you say that's not a holding call, that's fine. Tell us why. Because we need to be grabbing and pulling them down. I mean, that's just fact. It's what it is. So, and the other part of that is we've always said to our defensive guys, earn the hold. If they are holding you and pulling you down, if you're getting off and he has to grab your jersey and pull you and stretch and turn your shoulders, they will call holding. But if it's one where you're pushing and shoving and grabbing, they're probably not going to call it. So earn the hold. Earn the hold. We got to get off more and be in a position where they have to grab us and try to pull us down so it's so obvious they can't help but call it.
There was one more, and again, I'll massage this question a little bit so that Coach can talk about it. It was about the overturned targeting call against Pitt in the game this past Thursday. There had been a flag against a Pitt defender for targeting. It was wiped off. Coach, I'd just be interested in your thoughts on the targeting call itself. That's been relatively new to college football. How you think it's being adjudicated currently and how you think it may evolve in the future?
We had to have judgment on that call a lot in TV because they're asking us, like the play on Thursday night, what do we think and would we have called it? And we have to give an analogy of what we feel like the call will be. Will they overturn it? Will they not? To me, it's a great rule, number one, because we've had fewer head and neck injuries since it was put in. So that's what it was put in for, and good for the officials for putting something in. It has changed completely how you tackle. You roll tackle now. You shoulder tackle now. You don't lead with a head anymore, and that's safer. And that's going to be better. You get guys like Rick Stombacher back there, and you see him. He doesn't think as well now because he led with his head. So
we've got an explanation for it. Finally, all right.
I talked to Rick a lot, and he says, "Huh?" And I said, "Yeah, I got it." But it is totally different since Rick played. My point of contention is, was it a dangerous play for the kid? Did you lead with not just the point of the head, but the shoulder to the head? And if it is, then it's too dangerous and it should be called. And I'll leave it there.
All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, more questions to get. We could. No more officiating questions. That's it. Got them out of the way, so we're done with those, but we got a lot more to do and can take some more. 866-STAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot us a tweet, put it in the comment section. Let's get your questions. We got still half an hour to go with Coach Brown here from Top of the Hill. It's Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Time for the second half of the show here with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. Quick check of some other sports around Carolina Athletics. Busy time of year. Let's start with women's soccer. The women advanced to the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. Beat Belmont 5-0 on Saturday. Tar Heels will host Colorado Friday at 6 o'clock. The winner of that match will meet the winner of Texas Tech and Michigan. Tar Heels now 20 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie on the year. Field hockey for the 11th consecutive year. Carolina going to the Final Four in field hockey. Beat Stanford 4-0, then Iowa 2-0 to advance to the national semifinals. Tar Heels are now 21-0 on the year.
They will match up with an ACC team, Boston College, in the national semifinals. Those two teams have met twice previously, including in the ACC championship game. The other semifinal is Princeton against Virginia. Women's basketball improved to 3-0 on the year with wins over Navy and Charleston Southern this past week. Next action is Elon Friday night at 6 o'clock. Then the women head to Mexico for the Cancun Challenge over Thanksgiving. And finally, volleyball, 11-2 in its last 13 games, picked up another road win against Florida State. The women are now 14-11 overall, but more importantly, 11-4 in ACC play. Coach, before we get to some questions, some more questions, wanted to ask you about Hakeem Nicks. You had Hakeem, former great Tar Heel wide receiver. Hakeem came and spoke to your team at some point last week. I think it was Wednesday maybe of last week. What was the message that Hakeem sent to your guys on that afternoon?
Yeah, Hakeem had a great message. Number one, it was about doing your best. Number two, it was about winning championships.
Yeah.
Because he had a bunch of rings on his hand while he was standing there. When you're talking to them with three rings and you're doing this, they're all watching the rings. And I thought the other message was, I played in New York. Don't worry about cold weather. If you're going to be an NFL player, you're going to have to play in cold weather, guys. So I don't hear it. And, of course, half of ours went out without shirts. He didn't say be stupid. He just said he said play in cold weather. And then he met with the receivers and said, I dropped the first two balls of my NFL career. And Peyton Manning came over and said, Eli Manning came over and said, you must not want to play because you don't spend time after practice catching balls. How many balls did you catch for the two you dropped? And he said, I felt this big, so I was catching 100 balls after every practice. So he challenged our guys who have dropped some balls. So I've seen you drop a ball. How many do you stay and catch after practice? And so he really got their attention, but he did a tremendous job.
Coach, let's get to a question. Chris sent this one in during the show, wanted to know about recruiting and if you guys are finished with the incoming class or if you are still looking for more commits in that particular group.
Chris, it's a tremendous class. You're never finished. We're looking for a few more in this class, and then we're looking for the 21 group. And we'll have a lot of the 21 and 20 – or 21 and 22 prospects coming in this weekend.
Wow.
Because you're constantly recruiting, and it never stops anymore. It's one thing that has changed in recruiting, but with early signing date, I'm not sure we'll sign anybody in the second signing date this year. We'll sign all of our guys probably at the first signing date, and then that gives us the full month of January to start looking at the 21s and the 22s. We're so much further ahead right now for next year's class than we were this time last year, which is obvious we weren't here yet, a week from now. But we already know who we want to offer for next year and have visited with a lot of those young guys. They've been to games all year. So we have a tremendous recruiting staff. You met our young recruiting group here the other day, but also our coaches know the state. They know the footprint from D.C. to Jacksonville, Florida. And they're eating it up. I'm so excited about the way our staff's recruiting. It's a hard thing because they all fight over who to take, and I have to make the final decision, then they have to like it. And they're doing that. They're working together, and that's a hard thing for a new staff to do.
That early signing date in about a month. It's December 20th. I think I may have that wrong, but it's right there in that time period. So about a month away for the first signing date coming up.
18th.
I knew I was close. December 18th. So about a month away. In fact, 1 month away from today. Coach, another recruiting type of question. Randy sent this email in. Wanted to know how early you are comfortable offering a prospect, because guys certainly get offered earlier and earlier here in the last several years.
Yes, you would like to wait till they start shaving.
At least.
It's unbelievable how early people are offering now. They're offering freshmen. They haven't shaved. They don't have a transcript. We don't know how much they're going to grow. It's unbelievable. And what people do, and this is smart of them, you'll take some out-of-state schools, and they will come in, and the universities will offer all the sophomores, all the freshmen in the state of North Carolina. They don't have to come back.
Right.
If we offer one and we decide he didn't grow anymore, his grades are bad, or he didn't pass his test, none of them have taken tests at that age, we have to go in there and tell them we're backing out because of grades. Michigan doesn't. Ohio State doesn't. So, and then the high school coaches call us and say, Ohio State's offered. Why haven't you offered? He's 12. You know, come on, man.
Coach, this is a question from Chuck. Chuck sent an email in, said, you've won a title at Texas, and in fact, Coach has his championship ring on this evening. Probably saw it shining up here. Came close to a second, of course. You had Carolina on the cusp and in that discussion at the end of your first tenure. Chuck wanted to know what you have learned that it takes to compete at that level, at a national championship level where you have been several times with your teams.
Yeah, Chuck, number one, everybody's got to be all in. Fans have to be all in. Administration's got to be all in. Coaching staff has to be all in. It's got to be really important. It can't be kind of important. Mm-hmm. University has to be all in. Everybody. And you have to make decisions that are best for winning and within the rules, but winning. And that's really, really important. The second thing is you can't make many mistakes. You better be at least three deep, and you better be good, because then you don't sit around and talk about injuries. Right now we're talking way too much about injuries. At Texas, the year we won the national championship, we had one young guy miss a game. That was it. And he played for the rest of the year. The year before when we won the Rose Bowl, we had a young guy, Derek Johnson, who was a great linebacker, get a scope on the knee after the Arkansas game. We had a week off. Nobody even knew it, and he played the next week. We didn't miss any players, didn't miss games for those 2 years. That's what we've got to get to. We've got to get to where we don't have tired players playing in the game. We got to get so when you put a second-team guy in, there's no drop-off between the first-teamer and the second-teamer, and you just pat him on the head and say, good job. That's it. And then you've got to be good two deep at quarterback. You got to be good in the kicking game. You can't miss a field goal because that might cost you a game. Your punter has to be good. So you've got to be good in every area, and that's why Sally calls it obsessed. I call it passionate. I like my word better. Hers is probably closer. Women are smarter than we are, but that's why I'm so passionate about getting us where every little thing we do gives us a chance to win a national championship here, because that's something we haven't talked about a lot here, and it's something that we don't dream about here, and I want us to dream about it, and I want it to happen here, and it can't happen unless we all pull together. And the crowd this year has been unbelievable. Bubba's sitting back there. He's done a great job of trying to help us get where we need to go. The Ricks and the Clints that are working for us, the Corey Holidays, the guys that have played for us, everybody understands that what we need, and that's where we're headed.
Excited to be along on the ride with Coach Brown, and we still have about 20 minutes left tonight. We're going to take a timeout. More questions to do when we return. Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouth-watering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham, or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
We'll purchase competitive new vehicle at the lower price, or we'll fund you 110% of the difference. Not valid with new rebates, interest rates, price changes, or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Down about 15 minutes left on the show. Quick update of our upcoming schedule because we're still burning through this busy month of November. We're back here again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock with Coach Williams for the next edition of Roy Williams Live. Next game broadcast for us on the Tar Heel Sports Network is men's basketball. That is Wednesday against Elon at 8:30. We'll be on there at 7:30, then football on Saturday, Carolina against Mercer on Senior Day. We'll talk about the Bears in our final segment. We're on the air at 2:30 for that one. Then we are back here with Coach Brown next Monday. That is the final edition of Mac Brown Live a week from today. Then basketball has action Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Atlantis. Dave Nathan will be down there with Eric Montross to do the play-by-play for those three games. I'll be here with football, including the matchup with NC State on Saturday night over in Raleigh two Saturdays from now. So a busy schedule, Coach. Men's basketball, women's basketball, football, all kinds of stuff going on right
yes,
now.
Yes, let me say that 26 sports have been doing great. And I love Sylvia Hatchell. She had 33 great years at this university and in the Hall of Fame and did a tremendous job for us for a long time. But coming in as kind of a new partner has been Courtney Bankhart. She's about to be in the top 10 in recruiting. She's killing it on the court at 3-0. I told her I'm already a little sick of her winning because she's putting pressure on me already. And she was going to join us tonight, and they've got a sick child. But I'm really impressed with the job that Courtney's doing and can't wait to get out and see them play.
No doubt. Tar Heels next in action on the women's basketball side of things this Friday against Elon. Want to send out a couple of happy birthdays and congratulations. First, I know this isn't right, Laurie, that it says 84th birthday for Laurie Ferris. Thank you so much. I know that was a typo. I think that's a 3 and not an 8. Now I'm reading it the right way. And also want to congratulate our both, yes, Steven and Sandra are here. The Riches always join us during our coaches' shows, and what a big honor for them last evening. They were honored by the Chapel Hill Historical Society as community treasures. Congratulations to you guys. So well-deserved, and thank you for being here tonight with us.
And can I also say, this is 10th, 11th, 12th show, whatever we've had. It's been a bunch of them in a row, you all have been unbelievable. You're upbeat every Monday night. You've been great. So thank you very much for being so positive. I come in here down and I leave all pumped up because you all pump me up for next week.
Coach, I need to do our Cruisers question of the night. So good news, Clayton from Twitter. You're going to get the $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers, where they have fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Clayton mentions, Coach, that Carolina has 33 offensive touchdowns this year. 29 are passing, 4 are rushing. He said, are you comfortable with that disparity in those numbers? Is that just a byproduct of the air raid and the way that you guys want to play offense?
Yeah, Clayton, I'd like to have 88 touchdowns.
And no matter what the numbers are, I don't really care.
Phil Longo and I've had a lot of conversations through the year. I don't want to hear the words air raid ever again because it insinuates that you throw it every time you don't run it. And that's not the case. We've run a lot more in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I've checked those numbers very closely, and we've run it very well. What we haven't done the last 2 weeks against great defenses, we haven't run it well in the red zone. Now, the reason we've got 29 passing touchdowns, Clayton, is we've gotten so many deep balls for touchdowns, we beat people on explosive plays every week. Yep. So I don't want to turn in and say, let's run it up the middle every time and have no passes deep. I don't want to do that, but I want us to have more running touchdowns. And it's the 4 that's the matter. If you had 14 of them and 33 or 28, it wouldn't matter. But I love the fact that we can stretch the field and throw the ball deep. I love the fact Sam can hit them. We got speed. That's why we put the turf in. We want to be faster than other teams. What we've got to do is do a better job of scoring in the red zone, and you've got to run the ball better to do that. If you go back to the Duke game, we were 0-2 in the red zone. We fumbled the ball at the 3.
Yep.
It wasn't the running game. It was a fumble. So we've just got to go back and look at every phase of that. But Clayton, if you ask me if I'm concerned, no, but we're going to fix it. I'm aware. I think that'd be better than concern.
Carolina, going into the Pitt game, not sure about the numbers after the Pitt game, Carolina was about 55% run, 45% pass on the season as far as total play calls. So running the ball more frequently than passing the ball on the year.
We're going to start calling it run raid.
There you go, the run raid offense that the Tar Heels will be throwing at
It'll be better.
We're going to take our last break, come back, take a peek to this weekend against Mercer. When we return to wrap things up, it's Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, 3 universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at 3 state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
All right, we have about 90 seconds left on the show. Carolina facing Mercer on Saturday afternoon. It is only the second all-time meeting. First meeting was 1925. Mercer actually didn't have a program from 1942 to 2012. They have their transition year in 2013, and they've been in the Southern Conference ever since. And, Coach, no matter the opponent, I know you want your team to focus on what it is doing and how it can get better, and certainly that will be the case this weekend in Keenan Stadium.
Yes, I've studied Mercer the last couple of days. I actually found their game on TV this weekend against East Tennessee State, so my Saturday afternoon was sitting there with a scouting report. Coach Lamb's done a tremendous job. The first year in their program, they were 10-2. They played Auburn 2 years ago, and it was 24-10. They played Georgia Tech. It ended up 35-10. So we're not in a position to not expect anybody to give us their best and for us to have a standard that we have to play to. So it's very, very important that you get there. It's very important that I'm excited, you're excited, we're pumped, and we need to come out of there with our fifth win on Saturday afternoon.
It is a big one for the season for the Tar Heels, and certainly want to send those seniors out the right way. Coach, as always, thank you for your time so much this evening. Look forward to seeing you this Saturday in Keenan Stadium.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you very much.
Carolina and Mercer coming up. It is 3:30 on Saturday. We'll be on the air radio-wise at 2:30. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill and the latest edition of Mac Brown Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.